Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we are grateful to have you with us today. Yes, today we are happy. We are glorified. We are magnified. We are just exalting God tonight. Yes, we are today. Yes, we bless His holy name. We bless His name. We know that the joy of the Lord is where our strength lies. It's in the joy. It's in the joy. Hallelujah. It's in the joy. We know that we always start our show with prayer. Tonight we want to focus on the prayer for our law enforcement officers all around the world. Yes. Our families. Yes. Our families. Yes, we do. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you, Lord, for just allowing us to see this day. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see this moment, to seize this moment, to be in this moment. Master, we are grateful. We are truly grateful, God. Oh, Master, we thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to just be present here right now, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We are grateful today. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Master. We ask, oh, God, that you look upon the officers, oh, God, the law enforcement that are all over the world, Lord. We ask that you touch them, oh, God. Enable them to make wise decisions, oh, God. Be careful of what the decision is, Master. We ask you now to touch them, God. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to enable them, oh, God, to be slow. Slow to be angry. Slow, God. But to use wisdom in all situations, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. So we lift up our families from the little one all the way to the big one, all the way to the top. Hallelujah. We lift up our families. Master, you know what we need. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to hear our cry, God. Hear us, oh God. Let us know that we need to step back. When we need to step back, let us know, God, that we should put all our trust in you. No matter what it looks like. No matter what's going on. God, we lift up those that are in bereaved over family members today. Oh, yes. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. We know that we have been talking about sowing and reaping. Yeah, sowing and reaping. Now, I just want you to do one thing for me. Just take time and go get your water. Go get your water. Yes, because we know that it's important for us to drink water. Water into our bodies. Yes. Hallelujah. We give him praise tonight. I just want to read this one scripture, and it's from Genesis 28 and 15. And it says, "Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Hallelujah. Now, just hold that to your heart. And remember that God is not a man that he would lie to you. Glory to God. Hold it to you. Hold it to your heart. Glory to God. We know that we have been talking about sowing and reaping. And we know that reaping, you reap what you sow. We hear that. We've heard it.
You reap what you sow. It simply means that there is an effect for everything people do or say. Everyone will be awarded in this life or the next. Are you listening to me? Many times we see the results of what we have sowed, but we wonder why and how God has allowed this to happen to us. Yes. Oh, yeah. Let's look a little closer to this particular principle of sowing and reaping. I just need you to turn with me to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 8. And it reads, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap." Hallelujah. Are you with me? You know, you can run, but we can't hide. Whatever we sow, we're going to reap. This is a promise. This is a promise. And this promise comes directly from God. Hallelujah. Don't be misled. It says, remember that you can't ignore God. You can't ignore him and get away with anything. We also always reap. We always reap what we sow. Many times we just don't know that's what's happening. We don't know that this is the reaping season. This is the reaping time. But we always reap. Yeah. Look at verse 8. "For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption." Hallelujah. "But the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life." Glory to God. Now what are we talking about here? Notice in this verse, we are talking about flesh, which is still the dirt. Yeah, because we were formed from the dirt. We were formed from the dust. Yeah, in the beginning, we were formed. And so in here, it's talking about the flesh. And it says, if the flesh sows corruption. And when we say sow, we're talking about if the flesh entertains it. If the flesh delights in that corruption, then the flesh will reap the same thing that it so rightfully desires. Did you hear me? It's simple math. Not hard to understand. But for some, it's just hard to believe. Glory to God. And we see in verse 9, I just wanted to add that. In verse 9, it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Yes, glory to God. We're going to reap if we faint not. Wow, look at this. Wow, look at this. What's going on here? What is weary? What does weary mean? Weary means when you just become despondent. You become despaired. You become overwhelmed. You become tired. So now you're weary. You're frustrated. You're upset. You're tired. You're exhausted. You're struggling with the trials and tribulations. Yeah. Sound like somebody you know. Sound like anybody. Anybody you know. Glory to God. Reaping. Worrying. Because the seed which was sown was not the right seed that was put into that soil. It wasn't the right seed. It was not a seed of righteousness. It was not a seed of loving. It was not a seed of caring for my brother or my sister. It was not a seed of giving. Yeah. Now this seed has grown real, 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 real big. And now I can't rest. I can't find no sleep. I'm tossing and turning. And I'm lacking sleep. When we lack sleep, we become irritable. We become fretful. We become short-tempered from the lack of sleep. Turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 1. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2. I'm sorry. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2. Glory to God. And it says here, "And it came to pass in an evening tide that David arose from off his bed, and he walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was beautiful." She was beautiful to look upon. Glory to God. Look at this. Sometimes our eyes will lead us to sow the wrong, corrupt seed. Anybody listening to me? Anybody can attest to what we're talking about tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 15. Yes. Verse 15 says, and it's still in chapter 11. Just look at verse 15. And it says, and he wrote. Yeah. And he wrote a letter. Now remember, let me just back up a minute. Remember, David is the king. So he's the king of, and he has authority. He has numerous armies. Yeah, so he has numerous of men that he can command, and they do whatever the king says. So I want you to just stay with me with verse 15. At this particular time, David writes a letter. And he's writing this letter to one of his commanders. And he said, in this letter, he said, set Urias in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, and he may be smitten and die. Now, this is David. And Urias just so happens to be this woman's husband. Glory to God. The same woman that David saw who was bathing on the roof. Set up? Yes, it is. Set up from hell. Set up. Sowing murder and sowing lust. Are you with me? I'm never too high that God can't reach me. Did you hear what I said? I'm never too high where he can't reach me, and I'm never too low where he can't pull me up. Listen to this. Listen to it. Reaping and you will sow. Yes, you will. You may not sow right away. Yeah. But all is coming. The older seniors used to say, payday is coming. Whatever you reap, you will sow. Glory to God. Look at chapter 12. In chapter 12, verse 10, and it says, now therefore, the sword, blame this. In between chapter 11 and chapter 12, David had a visitor. Glory to God. The visitor was Nathan. He was sent by God. to explain to David that his secret was not really a secret, and that God, who sits on high, who is omnipotent, who knows everything, yeah, he saw, he observed, and he knew what David had done. Glory to God. And we see here in verse 10 of chapter 12, we see he's, yes, the messenger tells David, now therefore, he says that the sword shall never depart from thine house. Why? Why the sword is never going to depart? He said, because thou hast despised me and has taken the wife of Uriah, the Hittite, to be thine wife. Are you listening to me? The seed that was sown was a spirit of lust, it was a spirit of greed, and it was a spirit of murder that David brought into his own house. Hallelujah. Yeah. We will reap whatever we sow, it's going to come back, whether it's a good seed or whether it's bad. Yeah. That's the principle. That's the principle that God has in place. We will reap whatever we sow. Death has been brought against the house of David by himself. Yeah. Nobody did it. David did it. And right here in verse 10 of chapter 12, it stated that the sword shall never mean eternally. It means forever. It means it will continually be present. It said it will never depart from your house. And then it goes on to even explain to you, you know, just like David wrote that letter. Yeah. And in his letter, he didn't tell the lieutenant or the colonel or the general, whoever he was talking, he didn't tell them why he wanted Uriah. He didn't tell him why. He didn't say, I want you to put Uriah on the front line in the hottest battle because I want you to kill him because I want his wife. Oh, no. We would never openly confess to wrong, because we're sowing this seed of deception. We're plotting and we're planning. Glory to God. Look at this. Never did he say that. Not one time. He only shared to put him on the front line. Glory to God. In the hottest battle. So he could be overwhelmed. So he could not really know what to do. So they could overtake him. And so he would actually die. Why? Because of greed. Because of lust. Because of murder. Are you listening to me? What seed are you sowing? What seed are you sowing? God knows where you are. He has your DNA. He knows your address. Remember, this is the God that knows all the hairs. He knows the number of hairs that's on your head. Yeah. Glory to God. We can't hide from him. We cannot hide from God. Yes. And he says here, the sword shall be in your house and never depart. He says, because thou hast despised me. How did he do that? He went against the principle of God. Thou shall not kill. Plotting. Thou shall not murder. Yeah. falsely. Set up. This is one of the commandments, what David did. All because of what? Lust. Lusting after another man's wife. Yes. Yes. It hurts God. It hurts his heart when we have sinned against him. It hurts his heart when we have had a relationship with him, that when we have called on him, when we have walked with him, glory to God, when we have spent time with him, and then we turn our back and look the other way. It hurts God. It hurts God. Many times we have hurt God. We have broke his heart. Because we have chose sin over righteousness. Glory to God. But we must pay the consequence. And the consequence here is to reap whatever it is that we have sown. Yeah. The consequence. Yeah. It says here, because thou hast despised me. And when you sin, you despise God. When you did the wrong thing, you despised God. When you murdered, you despised God. And then when you murder because of lust, because of your flesh has no control, you hurt God. Are you listening to me? In order to live a victorious life. And this is what we're trying to do. We want to get to this palace. We want to get to this kingdom that has been prepared for us. Glory to God. And there are certain things that we must do in order to get to this kingdom, in order to get to this palace. Yes, David repented. He repented to God. But who's to say that David wouldn't have died before he had a chance to repent? Playing Russian roulette. Rushing roulette with God. Who wants to do that? Who wants to jiggle your life? Taking a chance that you'll get a chance to repent, not knowing if you will or if you won't. What are you sowing? What are you thinking? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said that David had despised him and had taken the wife of Uriah. Had taken a husband, I'm sorry. Had taken a husband and had him killed. David had plotted and planned to kill this man. David, the king, who felt that he can get away with anything because he was so high, nobody could touch him. Nobody could come to that level. But what David forgot in the midst of all the lust, that seducing spirit that came and seduced him to desire this woman, where he laid eyes on her, he had lost all control. Yeah. The seducing spirit had taken over. Yes. The lust for this woman had brought David to a place called murder. Yes. A place called murder. Because that's the ultimate. In this lesson, that was the ultimate end of how to keep this woman. Because this is what David wanted. Now remember, David had many wives. Many wives. So this is why we're saying this is greed. Because David had a choice. You have a choice. I have a choice. to live for God, accept this plan of salvation today. And be with Him in the next world. I have a choice. You have a choice. The same Jesus who hung on that cross, who refused to come down. Yeah, for us, the same Jesus is talking to us tonight. And He's asking us, what are we sowing? Excuse me. What are we sowing? Are we sowing good seed? Yeah. Are we playing Russian roulette? Are we thinking that I got time, I can go to God and repent of this? I got time, I'm young, I could do this, and, you know. Are we playing Russian roulette? Glory to God. God said in the book of Romans, should a man continue in sin? Should a man or a woman continue in sin? No, God forbid. He forbids that. He has prepared a way. Yes, He's prepared a way. Through His grace and mercy, through dying on that old rugged cross, the way has been made for us to repent of our sins and to move in the right direction that God has prepared for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The right place. What are we sowing tonight? What are we sowing? What are we sowing? Are we sowing love? Are we sowing corruption? Yeah. Young people, are we sowing bullying? Are we sowing that? Because that same way that you bully, a bully is going to come back and bully you. Yeah. Yes. It always comes back. It comes back. You will reap what you sow. So tonight, we want to just ask you to begin to sow good seeds. To begin to be kind to someone. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Master, we thank You, Lord, for just allowing us to come today to be together, to understand Your word, to understand Your plan, Master. Help us to live a victorious life. In Jesus' name. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday from 7 to 8 o'clock with God Favorites Ministries. Yes, God Favored Ministries with Pastor Vivian George. Again, what seed are you sowing? Hallelujah. Give all glory and honor to the Most High God. Yeah, let Him be the lover of your soul. Let Him be in your life. Hallelujah. He's waiting. He loves you. Amen.